Today is Tuesday, and we thank God for the lockdown. We thank God for the opportunity to stay at home, to stay with family, to stay and stop the plague. We thank God for the mercy that He has shown us. We thank God that He Himself draws us close through His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. It's a privilege. We're not taking it for granted. And so, brethren, it is time to pray. It is time to pray. And a time to pray is a time to hang out with the King of Kings. And we do not take it for granted that the one who made the heaven and the earth came down to our level. He came from heaven to earth to pay for our sins and to make us sons and daughters of God. We thank God. It is a great privilege. And so we'll be praying. We'll be praying. We are thanking God. Today is the first Tuesday in April 2020. It is a privilege that we have seen today. A lot of people have died, and we are not reviling them. May the Lord comfort the families of those who have passed on as a result of the coronavirus. But my prayer today is that you and I will make it and see the end of the plague in the name of Jesus. And so our first prayer point is going to be thanksgiving. But before we go into that prayer, I want us to read Psalm 100 verse 5. Pardon me, from verse 4. If you're there, I'll read. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. 5. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. For his mercy is everlasting. His mercy is everlasting. And so we are going to thank God for his mercy. We're going to thank God for his mercy. The Bible says it is because of his mercy that we are not consumed. It's because of his mercy that we have not been consumed. And so, I'd like you to please join me and let us thank God. We'll thank God on three levels. We thank God for our lives. We thank God for our family. We thank God. That's number one, is for our lives. Number two is for our family, your loved ones. And then we'll thank God for our church, for his mercy endures forever. So I want us to begin to pray now to thank God for his mercy that has not made us to be consumed. Father, we thank you for your mercy. Me. Thank you, Father, that your mercy has preserved me. Thank you that your mercy has preserved me. Your everlasting mercy, your everlasting mercy has preserved me. I give you thanks. Oh, I give you thanks. Oh, faithful Father, I give you thanks. Dear Lord, I give you thanks. that your mercy that is everlasting has protected me, has preserved me. I give you thanks. I give you thanks. I give you praise. Blessed be your name, O God. Blessed be your name, O God. I give you thanks. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father. Oh, Father, I thank you for preserving my family. I thank you for your mercy that has preserved my family. I thank you for your mercy that is preserving my family. I am so grateful for preservation by your mercy. I thank you for preservation by your mercy. I thank you, oh God, for protection by your mercy. I thank you, oh God, for provision by your mercy. Oh, for my family. And Father, I thank you, oh God, for your church. I thank you, Lord, for your church. I thank you, oh God, that your mercy has sustained your church. Thank you, oh God, that this situation came and dispersed a lot of churches. But we thank you because we have understanding and you are making us to even gather ourselves and to recognize that the church is not this building, but that the church, wherever we are the body of Christ. Oh, we thank you that you are preserving your church. Thank you, oh God, for your word says that you have built your church and the gate of hell will not prevail against it. Thank you that you have made your church to be a bulwark that the enemy with the onslaught and all the force that they have brought have not been able to overcome. Thank you, oh God, that COVID-19 has not been able to overcome the church. We are grateful, oh God. We are very, very grateful. We are very grateful. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your mercy. We bless you for your mercy. We bless you for your mercy. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So, the mercy of God does three things. Protects, preserves, provides. The mercy of God protects, preserves, provides. Now, many of us have not worked for a while now, and God is providing for us. I want us to please deliberately go to Him. Let's not take it for granted. Some of us think it is, yes, I have planned, I have made my plans, that I've bought things, and my resources are not getting low, I'm so rich. No, it is not because of your riches that you are provided for. It is because of the mercy of God. And so, once again, I want us to go in these three P's: protection, preservation, and provision. Let's give thanks unto God for His mercy. Father, we thank you, O God, for your mercy on my home, on myself, my life, my family, on the church. We thank you, oh God, for your mercy that protects, for your mercy that preserves, and for your mercy that provides. Thank you, oh God, for provision. Thank you, oh God, for provision. We thank you for good health. We thank you, oh God, for preserving our health. Oh, we bless your name. We bless your name. We worship you. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Do you know, brethren, that health systems at this moment are overwhelmed with the coronavirus pandemic? Now imagine that there is a health crisis that you have to be rushed to the hospital. What will happen? In fact, a lot of people don't, they're even as afraid to go to any hospital because we have been advised to actually stay in our homes. What am I trying to say? That you are healthy, it is because of God's mercy. We are giving thanks to God that is keeping us in good health. That is keeping us in good health. that we don't even have need to be running to the hospital at this time. Please go ahead and let's give thanks. Father, we thank you for your mercy, for good health. Thank you, God, for mercy, for good health. Thank you, Lord, for preserving our health. Thank you, O God, for keeping us in sound mind. Oh, thank you, O, for our wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. Father, we thank you that you, by your mercy and your grace, you are keeping us in good health. You're keeping us in good health. Thank you, Father. We appreciate you so much. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We are grateful. We are grateful. We are grateful. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Brethren, there is so much we need to thank God for. Imagine that the way this pandemic is happening in some other countries of the world, that it happens in Nigeria, what would happen? Imagine if this was Italy. And so that is what makes me to realize that God has shown his mercy on Nigeria. There are some giant health institutions that the ventilators they have is no more than 6. In the whole of Oyo State, how many ventilators do you think we have? In those countries, they are talking of hundreds of thousands of ventilators, and yet it is running out. They are running out of supply. We are not reviling them. The Lord will show them his mercy. The Lord will put a stop to this plague. And we are going to still come there to pray that God will stop the plague in all over the world. And so we are giving thanks to God on behalf of our state, or your state, and on behalf of our nation, Nigeria. If not for the mercy of God. Brethren, what we are talking about is not what we will be talking about. We will be talking of homicide, genocide, something on a massive scale that people will just be dying. But we thank God for his mercy that he has prevented such a thing to happen in our climb. Let's give thanks to God. Father, we thank you for loving this nation so much. Thank you, O God, for your mercy that has made this nation to be preserved. Blessed be your name. Oh God, we thank you, oh God, for your mercy on Nigeria. Ah, we thank you. Ah, we thank you. Lord, we are grateful. Daddy, we are grateful. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. We worship you. We worship you. Blessed be your name. Thank you, oh God, for loving our your state. Thank you for loving Nigeria. Thank you, oh God, for your mercy. We appreciate you, oh God. We appreciate you, Father. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. In Jesus' glorious name, we pray. Brethren, I want us to go to the book of Numbers. Numbers. We are familiar with that scripture. Numbers 16. Number 16, verse 14. I'll read from verse 14. Moreover, verse 14. Moreover, you have not brought us into a land flowing with milk and honey, nor given us inheritance of fields and vineyards. Will you put out the eyes of these men? We will not come up. Then Moses was very angry and said to the Lord, do not respect their offering. I have not taken one donkey from them, nor have I hurt one of them. And Moses said to Korah, tomorrow you and all your company be present before the Lord, you and they, as well as Aaron. Let each take his censer and put incense in it, and each of you bring his censer before the Lord, 250 censers, both you and Aaron, each with his censer. So every man took his censer, put fire in it, laid incense on it and stood at the door of the tabernacle of meeting with Moses and Aaron. And Korah gathered all the congregation against them at the door of the tabernacle of meeting. Then the glory of the Lord appeared to all the congregation. And the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, separate yourselves from among this congregation, that I may consume them in a moment. Then they fell on their faces and said, O God, the God of the spirits of all flesh, shall one man sin, and you be angry with all the congregation? So the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the congregation, saying, get away from the tents of Korah, Datan, and Abiram. Then Moses rose and went to Datan and Abiram, and the elders of Israel followed him. Hmm. 27. So they got away from around the tents of Korah, Datan, and Abiram. And Datan and Abiram came out and stood at the door of their tents with their wives, their sons, and their little children. And Moses said, by this you shall know that the Lord has sent me to do all these works, for I have not done them in my own will. If these men die naturally like all men, or if they are visited by the common fate of all men, then the Lord has not sent me. But if the Lord creates a new thing, and the earth opens its mouth and swallows them up with all that belongs to them, and they go down alive into the pit, then you will understand that these men have rejected the Lord. Now it came to pass, as he finished speaking all these words, that the ground split apart under them, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up with their households, and all the men with Korah with all their goods. So they and all those with them went down alive into the pit. Then, this is the plague that happened in the land of Israel. In verse 42, now it happened when the congregation had gathered against Moses and Aaron that they turned toward the tabernacle of meeting, and suddenly the cloud covered it, and the glory of the Lord appeared. Verse 48, and Moses stood between the dead and Aaron. In verse 47, then Aaron took it as Moses commanded and ran into the midst of the assembly, and already the plague had begun among the people. So he put in the incense and made atonement for the people. 48, and he stood between the dead and the living, so the plague was stopped. Where we've been going is to say that when there's a plague like this, it usually is caused by, sometimes in this case it is sin. There was revolt in the camp against Moses, and a number of people died. What we want to pray now is just to do what Aaron did. Aaron took the censer and stood between the dead and the living, so that the plague was stopped. Verse 49 says, now those who died in the plague were 14,700, besides those who died in the Korah incident. I want us to pray now that the Lord will stop the plague. You know, I used to hear the reverend say, standing between the porch and the altar. And I went to search. And where I got is this. So we are standing between the living and the dead, interceding for the nation of the earth. Father, show your mercy and stop the plague. Father, show your mercy and stop the plague. Father, show your mercy and stop the plague. Let us pray. Father, we pray that you will show your mercy and you will stop the plague. You will show your mercy and you will stop the plague. Father, you will show your mercy and stop this plague. Father, show your mercy and stop this plague. Father, we trust you today that you will show your mercy. Show us your mercy. Baba, show us your mercy. Baba, show us your mercy. Oh God, please stop the plague in Nigeria. Stop the plague in Africa. Stop the plague in Europe. Stop the plague in Asia. Stop the plague of coronavirus in America. Father, we trust you that you would stop the plague in Australia. Daddy, we trust you that you will stop this plague. You will stop this plague. You will stop this plague. Father, we trust you to stop this plague. Thank you, Father. Oh, Santaraba Yenderebos. Father, stop the plague. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In my house, my children are eating like, maybe it's every hour. Daddy, I'm hungry. Daddy, I'm hungry. You give them biscuit. You give them chin chin. They are, so, resource is running out. Resources are running out. Resources are running out. I want us to read about someone, Elijah, who was in this kind of situation that resources ran out, in the book of 1 Kings chapter 17. We want to pray for God's provision. We want to pray for God's provision. 1 Kings chapter 17 from verse 3. Get away from here and turn eastward and hide by the brook Cherith, which flows into the Jordan. And it will be that you shall drink from the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed you there. So he went and did according to the word of the Lord. For he went and stayed by the brook Cherith, which flows into the Jordan. The ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning, and bread and meat in the evening. And he drank from the brook. And it happened after a while that the brook dried up, because there had been no rain in the land. So when the brook dried up, what did Elijah do? He had to seek God again. Lord, this thing has run out. But God is saying him. Verse 7 said, and it happened after a while that, no, verse 8, then the word of the Lord came to him, saying, arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. See, I have commanded a widow there to provide for you. So there is provision in God. We only need to come to him. Father, provision is running out. But he knows it. And so if we call him and ask him, he knows what to do. All we need to do is to listen to him, because he will instruct us what we need to do next. So I want us to please pray for yourself and for our brethren. I received a call some few days ago, and the family, they were sending a message to me. Pastor, provision, we need provision. We are going hungry. But thank God that the church has some provision and we have sorted them out. But I want us to ask God, Father, please help us provide. Provision is running out. People are not working. Businesses are closed. Many people are at home. Father, we trust you that you will send help to us. Let us pray. Father, we need your help. Send provision. Lord, we trust you that you will provide. Your word says that you will provide for our needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Father, we trust you that you provide. We are looking up to you, Father. Everyone that is watching, that is praying, that is seeking you, oh God, we join our faith with theirs, that, Lord, you will meet them at the point of their need. Father, that you will send provision. Oh God, we trust you. We have faith in you. We know that you are able to provide. You did it. You have just shown us with Elijah the prophet, and you instructed him. He obeyed and he was provided for. Lord, we ask you today that you will send help from heaven. Lord, you open the windows of heaven and you will pour us out blessing. Oh, Father, Lord, you will pour us out blessing. Today we pray, oh God, for every member of this church that you will draw, you pour down your blessing on them. You pour provision, you make available provision. Oh God, you make resources available. Father, Lord, we trust you, oh God, that you will do what only you can do and help us. Oh Father, you will help us. Daddy, you will help us. Daddy, you will help us. Daddy, you will help us. We trust you, oh God. Thank you, Father. We bless and adore you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. We had the message that was given by our pastor on Sunday, that at this time, it's an opportunity for us to draw close to God. To draw close to God. And that day when he was saying in that message that you have no job that is keeping you from studying your Bible, you have no business, you are just at home, you don't have any excuse not to be close and study the Word of God. I was just looking and I was asking God to please help me. Brethren, we need a revival. Brethren, we need a revival. That God will revive us. At this time, that we will reconnect ourselves back unto God. We will reconnect ourselves and find ourselves again in God. And when he was singing, was preaching, my mind was going to that song, I'm running back to you. I'm running back to you. So we need to run back to God, to run back to his word. I want us to pray, Father, please help me. Give me hunger for your word. Give me hunger to seek you. I want to seek you with all of my heart. Even at this time, I don't want the situation around me, the news in social media, to cause fear, to detangle me from you. I want to be connected to you. Father, connect me to you. Please bring me back to yourself. Bring me back to yourself. Please let us pray. I ask you, oh God, that you please draw me close to you. Lord, help me draw me close to your word. Draw me close to study of your word. Draw me close to hear you, oh God, even at this period. Lord, let me understand what is the essence, oh, of this time. That it is a time for me to learn of God, to seek God, to seek his face, to seek his word, to study your word. Father, please help me. Lord, I ask you to please help me. Father, help my family. Lord, I pray that you will help your church, that every member of the church will be helped, that they will understand the purpose, that they will understand what is the essence, that they will understand what is your expectation at this time. Your expectation is that we should get into the closet, to get into our closet and to study of you, to learn of you, to learn your ways, to learn your word, to hear your voice, and to understand you more. The essence of this time is to prepare for that time when we will have to go out and put in the sickle, because the harvest is ripe. But if we do not prepare ourselves and get ourselves to the level of growth, of developing in Jesus, in our knowledge of God, Father, help us. Daddy, please help us. We need your help. We need your help. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Another thing that I drew from that message is that the harvest is ripe. is that the harvest is ripe. And many of us are not ready to just do the work of the evangelist. But I trust God that this period, as we reconnect ourselves to Him, the Holy Spirit will help us to know and to learn to do this work. But the prayer now is this: Lord, make me an evangelist. That you would not even be able to stay idle again. Father, please make me to be an evangelist. When this is over, I will promise to go out and seek the soul and put in the sickle. Father, please help me. Thank you, Father. I worship you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. I'll call on Sister Wumi to please come and round up this prayer. Sister Wumi Aluko.
Our Father and our God, we thank you because you are the protector of our souls. Father, Lord, you are the one that protects, you are the one that preserves, and you are the one that provides. Father, we thank you because you will do these three things for us, Lord, in diverse ways that we trust you. As we look up to you during this period of staying back in the house, in isolation, but looking up to you, you are everywhere. We know you are with us. Lord, this is a time to be alone with you. Father, Lord, as we seek your face, even in our closets, as we ask, oh God, for protection, as we ask for preservation, as we ask for provision, Father, we are trusting that, Lord, you will do this and much more in the name of Jesus. Lord Almighty, we receive strength to go forth. We receive strength to go on, putting our trust in you that everything we have asked, that, Lord, you will do, exceeding abundantly above all that we think or ask. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let's share the grace. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Praise the Lord.